Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. On May 6, voters will decide whether to increase how much in property taxes they pay to help support the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. If approved, Franklin County property owners could pay $44 for every $100,000 of property value. That's twice the current zoo levy rate, which expires at the end of 2015. Issue 6 proposes a continual tax, which means voters could turn off the spigot in the future. Joining us now is Columbus Zoo and Aquarium board member and levy committee co-chair John Kulowitz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. Good morning.
Also with us is legal counsel for opposition group Citizens for Responsible Taxation, Jim Becker. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks, Ann, and thanks for having us to the program.
My pleasure. Jim, Virginia-based Americans for Prosperity, a group funded by the Koch brothers, got involved this week, sending out mailers to some Franklin County households urging a no on Issue 6. They said they were asked to get involved by some people in Franklin County. What do you make of an outside group with no apparent connection to any of the parties getting involved like this?
Well, I think that the group obviously is exercising its First Amendment rights. I suspect that this may have come about as a result of the February USA Today article that talked about Columbus being the fifth highest taxed municipality within the entire United States. So that got a lot of national traction. That was on USA Today's coverage, and they may have picked up on that.
But they said they were asked to get involved. Does anybody from Citizens for Responsible Taxation have anything to do with that?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No.
John Kulowitz, any response to that? I didn't get the flyer, but a lot of people did, apparently.
A lot of people did, and I've seen the flyer, and everybody I know who has seen it, they've asked me, why is an out-of-state group from Arlington, Virginia, with secret funding, deep pockets, and extreme views weighing in such a heavy-handed way and apparently preparing to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars against our 43-cent-a-week zoo levy?
Well, there's no law against it.
It's freedom of speech.
And what about that fifth-highest-taxed municipality in the country?
We respect the right of every American to express their views on matters of public importance, and this certainly is one. But the question is, we have a— the net effect of this levy would be an extra 43 cents a week per $100,000 of home value, 43 cents a week. And everybody I know who understands this about the Koch brothers is asking, why are they coming in here at the Columbus Zoo? What does the Columbus Zoo have to do with this? You know, why, if they call themselves Americans for Prosperity, why are they coming in against a levy that last year gave $238 million in jobs and job-related income to our community? Why are they doing this? Do they have some other agenda here?
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium levy that will be on the May 6 ballot. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 614-292-8513. Now, listen up. If you're opposed or you're for the levy and that's what you want to talk about, tell the screener right away that I'm opposed to the levy or I'm for the levy. Or if you actually have a question, tell the screener, I have a question. And if you're still opposed or against the levy, tell the screener that as well. John Kulowitz, the levy would raise $975 million over the next three decades.
Yeah.
Is the additional revenue necessary for the zoo's survival?
Yes. The fact is that we live in the fastest growing county in the state of Ohio, and therefore it's the county with the fastest growing need for recreation and education opportunities. And we have the most affordable and the best zoo in the nation because of the tax support that the voters of Franklin County have given the Columbus Zoo since 1985. We need this levy in order to be able to continue to make the Columbus Zoo the most affordable and the best, and not only to continue the standard routine maintenance and upkeep, but also to expand the recreation and conservation and education opportunities to keep up with the needs of our community. We'll have a new indoor aquarium for our fish, a renovated North America exhibit, a new education building, a Franklin County facility, a new animal hospital, a new sea lion exhibit, a new Congo exhibit, a relocated gorilla exhibit. These are things that in a community that is growing as fast as Franklin County is, we need to be able to provide as soon as possible.
So if you didn't have a lot of this new stuff, what would happen?
Well, we have the zoo as it is today.
Right. What if it just stayed the way it was and the wilds maintained, if you just sustained it the way it is, it wouldn't go away, would it?
The zoo wouldn't go away, but our community is growing faster than we can cope with if we're not able to bring online, make more educational opportunities available for people, more opportunities for recreation, and more opportunities to work on conservation. Our community is growing. We're the fastest growing community in the state. We have to do something to keep up with that.
Jim, what do you say to that? That the zoo has a responsibility to maintain its standards, to keep up with the growth in the area. Obviously, it's a fast-growing area, the whole region. What about that?
Well, the zoo, and they say that they're currently ranked number one, although that's a little like the Ford dealers or the Chevy dealers all saying, I'm number one, I'm number one, I'm number one. San Diego, Atlanta, the National Zoo.
Do you like the zoo or not?
Oh, yeah. Okay. In fact, most of the people associated with Citizens for Responsible Taxation have family memberships or have had family memberships and are strong supporters of the zoo. The fact is, currently, Franklin County taxpayers are depositing $18 million under the current levy that expires not this year, but next year. Mm-hmm. So a no vote doesn't take any money away from the zoo. So what they've accomplished.
Not yet.
Correct. But it doesn't expire until 2015, mm-hmm. the end of there. Okay. Currently, we're depositing $18 million, roughly, in taxpayer funding. That's about 24% of the zoo's total budget based upon the financials that we've been able to acquire, which are conceitedly dated 2012. If this levy passes, this will double the tax, make it permanent, and take it to $33 million. Worse yet is that based upon their current budget, that will mean that they'll have $91 million, okay, of dollars, and that'll be 36% taxpayer funded, $33 million to $91 million instead of $18 million to $76 million, which we have now. So we're escalating the taxpayer subsidy to the zoo, whereas other zoos, such as a Cincinnati Zoo in the past 10 years, have actually reduced from 40-some percent to 20-some percent. So they're reducing their reliance on taxpayer funds.
And can I point out two numbers here that I think are definitive? The $18 million a year that Franklin County voters are investing in the zoo, it is yielding $238 million in jobs and job-related income for us. That's the first key fact. And the second key fact, and perhaps Mr. Becker will explain this to us today as to where they're going with this, they want the zoo to reduce its budget by 25%. They want a 25% cut in the zoo budget. And perhaps Mr. Becker will tell us, we have 10,000 animals up there. Which 2,500 animals should we get rid of? Which 25% of the 150,000 students who visit the zoo every year should we tell not to come there? Which 25% of our operations should we cut? Maybe you can explain that today, too.
Before that, because I do want to get to that issue, but you said that they're taking in twice as much money, but they're doing something with it. It's not just twice as much money for the same deal.
Well, that seems to be fluctuating. We're not sure what that is. On February 21st, when Mr. Stolf was in the studio, he talked about a $65 million downtown zoo. Okay, I guess, to be demolished Veterans Memorial site. Then we're hearing about educational opportunities. Then we're hearing about sea lions. Then we're hearing about $238 million of economic activity. We've asked for that report since February. We haven't gotten it. There's lots of multipliers in there, and I won't bore you with reciting the websites. If you go to our website, www.zootax.org, we have links there on these multipliers. Bill Baldwin from Forbes wrote a great article on this in 2008. That is on our website, which talks about all these economic engines, whether they're NFL stadiums, convention centers, whether they're Major League Baseball stadiums, mm-hmm. whether they're NBA franchises, whether they're NHL hockey teams. These don't create an economy. And for the zoo to just be saying we create $238 million a year in economic activity, if you go to those links, you'll see that could be greatly, greatly inflated.
And since this is a friendly discussion, I think we need to give Mr. Becker an opportunity to correct the misstatement that he just made, because it's a very fundamental misstatement. The Franklin County facility downtown, it is not located on the site of Veterans Memorial. It is a totally different site. But what Mr. Becker, I think, inadvertently has said is a misstatement. This is on the other side of the Scioto Peninsula. It has nothing to do with the Veterans Memorial site.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the Veterans Memorial site, but there is a larger development at work down there that involves a Veterans Memorial site, and a lot of people see it as a whole larger development, but...
I'm aware of that, but it would mislead the veterans of Franklin County and the voters of Franklin County to suggest to them,
okay,
even to remotely suggest to them that the zoo is going to demolish Veterans Memorial, because the zoo takes great pride in our veterans, and we're very proud of our veterans. We're not going to do anything with Veterans Memorial.
Well, nobody has ever said, not from our side, I didn't say today, that the zoo is tearing down Veterans Memorial.
No, you said that it would go to the property that where they apparently, you know,
There's talk of a development. Mr. Stahl sat here on your...
There is talk of a larger development that'll include the zoo.
And it's not just talk. We've seen the schematic, I believe, on Channel 10.
But the zoo itself, satellite, is not set to go on the property where the Vets Memorial now stands.
That's absolutely right.
But it's going to be part of that development.
Part of the larger development.
And that's all we're saying. That's all Mr. Stahl said on the February 21st show in the studio.
Thank you for correcting that, Jim.
Jim, Citizens for Responsible Taxation have said that zoo managers have not been good stewards of taxpayers' funds. And in particular, they cite the average wages of nearly $270,000 for the top seven employees in 2012. What evidence do you have that these employees were paid more than they were worth, that the rates of their payment are out of range for what they do and their comparables around the country?
Well, the figures we have come from the zoo's own federal 994.
Right, the figures aren't inaccurate per se, but how do you know what someone's worth? I mean, if I knew what everybody in, you know, your law firm made, how would I know who deserves to be paid what they're paid?
Well, in the brochure and on our website, what we are talking about, that for the 3-year period, and this is the stewardship, mm-hmm, this is the heart of the matter, for the 3-year period since 2009, the zoo's expenses for personnel went from $45,451,000 up to $56,689,000.
Right, but I wanted to get to that assertion about the rates of pay for people and how you figure when you throw those numbers around like that. I don't know if $270,000 is a fair wage or not for what these people do. Isn't that what we should be talking about?
Well, we didn't throw numbers around. These are the numbers right off of the 990.
They are. They're accurate. But how do you know they're unfair?
Well, we didn't say that they're unfair.
But you said that you use them in the same section where you say that they have not been good stewards of taxpayer funds. In that same section, you cite the pay rates of these people.
Well, example number one is Mr. Schmidt, who was given and he wasn't paid it's not a salary of the $533,000 that he received, but he only worked through August of 12, and he got a severance package that, with his salary and the severance package, total $533,315.
Right.
Okay. It was on the 990. We just translated it over. Our point here is, again, for personnel costs, when CPI or any index hasn't moved any more than 4 or 5 points in that period of time, and it's a pretty tough time for most Americans in Central Ohio.
And I do want to talk about that assertion as well. So I want to talk about the wages, though. John Kulowitz, what about that and the wages that they're putting out there, the average $270,000 per person, notwithstanding Mr. Schmidt's amount, which includes a severance package as well?
Sure. And I know that Mr. Becker does not agree with me that the Columbus Zoo is the number one zoo in the nation, but I firmly believe that it is. And to borrow a phrase from a friend of mine, you can't run a major league team on minor league salaries. And we on the board have a responsibility to the 2.2 million people who visit the zoo every year, the 10,000 animals, all of the operations that we have, and most importantly of all, to the citizens of Franklin County, to find the best talent, the best managers that we can at the Columbus Zoo. Now, I think that the question that Mr. Becker ultimately ought to answer, and I think you're leading to this, they're calling for a 25% cut in the zoo budget. So which 25% of our employees would you release? Which 25% of our animals would you have us get rid of? Which 25% of our education classes would you have us remove from the zoo? Those are the questions, I think, when we get to numbers that we ought to be talking about, and perhaps Mr. Becker will answer.
And we'll get to that when we return. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Ann Fisher. Welcome back to All Sides. On May 6, voters will decide whether to increase the amount of property tax they pay to help support the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. If approved, Franklin County property owners would pay $44 for every $100,000 of property value. That's twice the current zoo levy, which expires at the end of 2015. Issue 6 proposed a continual tax, which means voters could turn off the spigot in the future. Still with us is Columbus Zoo and Aquarium Levy Committee co-chair John Kulowitz. John, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And for the opposition group Citizens for Responsible Taxation, Jim Becker. Jim, once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ann.
Now, let's get back to the expenses, the issue of the zoo's expenses. Jim's said that they've risen by 25% in the three-year period after 2009, from about $45,500,000 to nearly $57 million. Why the increase?
Well, a lot of that comes from private funding, from donations and grants that the zoo has received. Secondly, the number of animals in our collection has expanded dramatically. We now have 10,000 animals, 575 species. Prices in general have risen. But fourthly, our visitation has grown. So there are more people coming in, paying revenue to the zoo, supporting the zoo, and therefore we have more needs to help take care of our visitors and give our visitors a satisfactory experience.
Where do you think the biggest increases come from in spending?
I'm virtually certain that it's visitation related, and in terms of our operating.
So you have
spending,
more people there, so you need more people working the machines, more people working the entrance, more people working in the gift shops, that kind of thing.
That and also as we have more animals, every animal needs a keeper, somebody to feed the animal, take care of the animal. Our capital spending has gone up, and I'm not sure what numbers they're using, but our capital spending, of course, continues, and that's funded about half by the levy and half by private donations. But uh-huh. As we're bringing online these significant new exhibits, including Heart of Africa, which is about to open in just a couple of weeks here, it's going to be a 43-acre facility it'll put Africa within a 30-minute drive of everybody in Franklin County. We'll be able to go up and see the giraffe, the lions, the elephants, the zebra roam on the plains. So I mean, those exhibits cost money, and I think that's to build and then also to maintain. So if you look through the books, I think you'll see a very close correlation.
So, Jim Becker, does the 25% increase in expenses over that three-year period, does that include capital expenditures?
Well, first, John said we're seeking a 25% cut in the zoo's funding. We're not seeking any cut. Okay, what we're seeking is not to see a doubling of the tax from $18 million to $33 million. We wouldn't be here today in your studio if they had made a decision to renew the levy. Okay, at the same $18 million, which would have kept our 12.5% rollback, okay, that the state would have paid, okay, which is why this is more than 105% increase to the Franklin County taxpayers, because they opted to replace, okay, put a new levy on where the rollback doesn't apply as a result of the recent change by the General Assembly.
Right.
So we're not seeking to cut any budget from the zoo whatsoever. Had they renewed this with $18 million.
A renewal would not have, the rollback issue would not have applied in the case of a renewal?
Correct.
The General Assembly has decided to repeal the renewal. It sounds to me as though what Mr. Becker is saying is taxes are okay as long as somebody else is paying them. He wants to visit the zoo and have the zoo supported by other people, but just not by himself. And we think that all Franklin Countyans are, and this is our zoo in Franklin County. Everybody from Franklin County is welcome, and everybody pitches in, and that's the essence of this levy. Now, they do say, they are accusing us of poor stewardship because our budget has gone up 25% under the current levy. So Mr. Becker wants 25% of our visitors not to be able to come to the zoo, 25% of our animals to go. Tell us which ones, Jim. How do we cut back?
Does that automatically translate into 25% of animals or 25% fewer people visiting? That seems awful simplistic, John Kulowitz.
I'm trying to give Mr. Becker some examples to prod his thinking. He has something in mind. What it does mean, absolutely, is an overall 25% cut in the budget.
It could mean less expansion, couldn't it?
No, because the expansion is in place. He's saying our operating expenses. This has nothing to do with expansion. So operating expenses, he said, are 25% too high. So I agree. I mean, it doesn't have to be 25% across the board of everything, but it does have to be, if Mr. Becker and his friends and Americans for Prosperity are to have their way, it does have to be 25% of something. And Mr. Becker can tell us what that 25% is and why Americans for Prosperity does not want a new education building at the zoo. Why does Americans for Prosperity not want a new indoor aquarium
Jim
for
Becker?
Our poor fish?
Thank you, Ann. First, it wasn't their operating expenses. It was their personnel expenses. If Mr. Cooler lets go back to our position paper, he'll see that their personnel expenses, rose from, and it's on their website. We got this off.
The 25% increase personnel?
The 25% was as a result of personnel increases on their website from $45 million to $56 million.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
It says zoo's expenses, and that's what I read as well.
These were personnel. It's not a matter of feeding the animals. According to the zoo's own website, their pie chart shows that animal feed and that type of thing for the animals is less than 2%.
So then we just loop back to the issue of then the average $270,000 per for the top seven people, and you've already responded to that. If you want to have the number one zoo in the country, whether or not you got to pay people, the top people to run it. Okay, we've been there and done that. Let's get some, we have an email from Sue. She says, as a 33-year volunteer at the zoo, I am amazed at the number of visitors I have met who passed by other zoos as they drove to Columbus to visit our zoo. I've met and hopefully educated people from all over the country who have made our zoo their vacation destination. My question is, if the levy doesn't pass, will the admission fee go up? People appreciate the zoo as such a bargain. What is the admission fee and how would that be affected if the levy is passed and if the levy doesn't pass?
The admission fee right now is $14.99 for adults, $10.99 for children 10 and under, $2 for every Franklin County school student who comes to the zoo on the zoo program.
Right.
And we have free zoo education classes, free scholarship opportunities for zoo camp and summer camp experiences, free school assemblies. It's part of the commitment we make to the Franklin County commissioners and to the people of Franklin County to keep the admission rate as low as possible.
If the levy didn't pass, or if another levy passed, keeping it at the current rate, would the admission rate go up?
Well, I don't know what the specific dollar number would be, but we have an ongoing commitment, a strong commitment, to keep the admission rate as low as possible. And I want to take the opportunity to thank Sue and the 970 other volunteers who make that zoo run. They gave 63,000 hours of volunteer time last year. We are so proud of that, and it's one of the things that's made the Columbus Zoo as great as it is today.
Jim Becker, did you want to say something? Okay, go ahead.
Well, as far as the payment, and this was discussed at your February 21st show on this issue, it's Franklin County that's depositing the money. Okay, Franklin County has the own tax, yet the zoo has, and again, for a third zoo facility, when we have the 588-acre complex in Delaware, okay, the Delaware taxpayers aren't having to pay for, and then you have the roughly 10,000-acre complex in Muskingum County when they took over the wilds when it was in financial hardship.
And I want to get into that, and I want Mike in Columbus. Mike opposes the levy, but Mike, what's your question?
Thank you. It was to point out that the economic growth and the engine that the zoo creates is in Delaware County. And they have already participated in growth in this area with the Polaris, which I think sucks a lot of money out of Columbus and Franklin County. I think Delaware County needs to pay its fair share of the zoo, in the growth.
And I wanted to ask you, John Kulowitz, if ever it was considered to start including Delaware County, for instance, or, say, Muskingum County voters in part of this tax burden.
Yeah. Yes. And Mike, thank you for your question. What I want to say to that is, if Jim Becker were here today from Delaware County, he would probably be complaining about the fact that Delaware County is providing all of the fire services for the zoo, all of the EMS services for the zoo, all of the police and sheriff protection for the zoo, keeping up the roadways, keeping up the infrastructure, and he's having to pay $7.5 million more in property taxes in Delaware County because the zoo is on land that Delaware County cannot tax. Because of that fact, everybody in Delaware County collectively, to pay the bills of Delaware County, the taxpayers up there are paying $7.5 million more in taxes than they otherwise would. And I'm not making this up. I got a letter the other day from a lady from Delaware County, bless her heart, but who said, hey, what am I getting for this up here? You know, we're doing all this for this. So
what Delaware County expends in up keep and in emergency service and so forth is indisputable. But what is disputable is what that property would really be worth if the zoo wasn't there.
Right.
And therefore, the foregone property taxes, sales taxes, that sort of thing. What's the comparison or what's been used to exemplify that has been a Tuttle Mall type situation. Mm-hmm. And really, I do not visualize a mall type scenario along the river there. Maybe some really fancy big homes, but even then, those wouldn't come close to $7.5 million. So is it really?
But you look, though, it is 580 acres of the choicest land in Delaware County right now. Completely.
Some of it. It's pretty. Hey, it's nice.
All of it. It's beautiful land, and it's there for us all now to enjoy. And if you took that off the tax duplicate, if we moved the zoo down to Franklin County, if we multiplied Tuttle Mall by seven, for example, and put the zoo there, and didn't get any tax revenue from that, and if you Polaris and those other malls are not that far away from up there, from where the zoo is. Mm-hmm. If you built a mall there, if you built some sort of a light industrial facility or the beautiful homes that are up there, and that's a lot of tax revenue for Delaware County. They're not able to get that. So everybody else in Delaware County is paying $7.5 million more in taxes than they otherwise would. And to the extent that people want the perfect to be the enemy of the good here, I think we really need to stop and study what the zoo is doing for Franklin County here. We have it's known the world around. The Columbus Zoo is known the world around. I mean, do we want to give that up, the Columbus Zoo, to somebody else? It's known the world around as the Columbus Zoo. We can be proud of it everywhere we go, and it is creating $238 million worth of jobs and job-related income.
Jim Becker.
Ann, thanks. First, the $7 million claim originated in the studio when Mr. Stolf threw that number out on February 21st.
Using the Tuttle Mall example. It's been out there.
Yeah, this is an area I practice in with property tax and millage, so I know something about this. First, Tuttle Mall is not 500 and some acres. Tuttle Mall is 85 acres. It pays roughly $1.4 to $1.5 million in property taxes. If you extrapolated that, over to the 588 acres that the zoo has, there's no way that you could put that kind of densification in there. It would just never happen, okay? Number two, a significant portion of that property. Mr. Kulowitz could apologize for this. It's not the choicest Delaware property. A significant portion is in a floodplain. It doesn't have the infrastructure to put in. When you start talking about malls, whether it's Polaris, Tuttle, or Easton, those are all either on I-71 or they're on I-270 with quick access. Here you have a two-lane road across a dam over to another two-lane road. Sure, there's no taxes being paid, but it doesn't equate to $7 million.
But if it did equate to
$7 million, Franklin County taxpayers are still depositing $18 million a year for this facility versus $7 million, which is an untrue number. And if it goes to $33 million, it's going to be a 5x gap.
But what about what Delaware does contribute in terms of emergency services, in terms of significant infrastructure because of the traffic that leads to the zoo and, of course, the golf course and the water park?
Well, again, with the city or the county owning land outside its jurisdiction in another county, there's no property taxes being paid on that, okay? But when you take a look, again, at what we're paying, $18 million versus Mr. Solf's imagined $7 million, we're still almost 3x, and if this increase, doubling of the tax comes into $33 million, it's going to be a 5x ratio. So even if that number's true, it's still a 5x ratio.
But let me ask about the idea, John Kulowitz, of regionalization and thinking of it more of as a regional zoo that is embraced by, say, Union County and Delaware County and Franklin County and that kind of a thing instead of just Franklin County.
I think there's absolutely a long-term future for that idea, especially because if you look at how population is growing in our area, I think 100 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised to see downtown Columbus and Grove City and Groveport and Lockbourne as sort of the anchor of this region, and population have spread in a very dense way, all the way up through Union, Delaware, up to Richland County, Marion County. Mm-hmm. You know, so the zoo, if you think of Manhattan with Central Park right in the middle of it here, I bet 100 years from now, what the Columbus Zoo occupies, those grounds are going to be to Central Ohio what Central Park is to New York City right now. And so certainly, if that's the direction in which we're heading, regionalization is an idea whose time is going to come, and perhaps sooner than we think.
Let's get a quick call in. Evan, in Dublin, you're against the levy. Welcome to the show, Evan.
Hey there. I'm a little bit against the levy. I'm afraid I don't remember his name, but the person who's for the levy keeps demanding which 25% of the people are we going to tell not to come to the zoo, and what 25% of the money are we not going to spend?
Yeah.
I can answer those questions. Just go ahead and make me the CEO, and it'll be my job to do that. And I can go ahead and make those decisions because I'm running a business.
Okay.
And that's pretty much my comment. Have a great day.
All right, Evan.
Thank
Do you think of the zoo as a business, John Kulowitz?
No, we think of it as a service organization that belongs to we, the people of Franklin County. But you know, we do have a responsibility to run it for the convenience of 2.2 million visitors, for the health and safety and welfare of our visitors and of 10,000 animals up there, for the benefit of 150,000 school children who come through the area, and for the beneficiaries of the $238 million in jobs and job-related income that we're creating.
Okay. We'll continue our conversation about Issue 6 on the May 6 ballot. It would benefit the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. If you have a question or comment, make sure you tell the screener when you call if you're for or against so we can keep some balance in the program. 614-292-8513. We have emails. We have calls to get to. So stay with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides. I'm Ann Fisher. On May 6, voters decide whether to increase the amount of property tax they pay to help support the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium. If approved, Franklin County property owners would pay $44 for every $100,000 of property value. That's twice the current zoo levy, which expires at the end of 2015. Issue 6 proposes a continual tax, which means voters could turn off the spigot in the future. Still with us is Columbus Zoo and Aquarium levy co-chair John Kulowitz. John, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And James Becker, he's legal counsel for Citizens for Responsible Taxation, which opposes the levy. Jim, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Ann.
All right, so let's get to some calls now. We'll do a pro zoo. Martha from Blacklick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I'm actually very, very broke. I have a leaky roof, but I am going to be for doing this. We have to look at this, and yes, it would be more fair to have this supported as a regional facility, but what is Ohio State and how much state funding does that get for the benefit of many? We have to take a look and trying to retain both the expert staff. You may not know it, but one of that staff helped to write containment guidelines.
What do you mean, containment guidelines?
In other words, the rules by which zoos keep species contained and make sure that they do not escape or become a problem animal by becoming invasive.
Okay.
We have expertise there. You don't get expertise for nothing. I will put up with my leaky roof. I will put up with having to be in debt. But this is a benefit for the children I will never have because we do have expertise there. We had an endangered onager bought, actually an artificially inseminated onager in the wild. That is an endangered species that's going to go away in the wild. It's going to be like a panda. We have got to take a look at this from something more than, oh, I'm tired of paying this tax. Okay, fine. I'll never buy a Starbucks.
All right. Martha, get that roof fixed.
No, I'm gonna pay my taxes.
Okay, Martha. Thanks for the call. Let's get to another call now. Rosa in Columbus, you oppose the levy. Rosa, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My concern has to do with why we need a zoo in downtown, and you may have addressed this. You know, the Scioto River has been looked at for many purposes. I remember being on a trip that looked at San Antonio, looked at the Boston Riverfront, looked mm-hmm. at other places and said, hey, we could be like this. We have a river in downtown. There was concern about dredging the river mm-hmm. and about, as you know, putting the Santa Maria down by the river. And all of these opportunities, along with putting Coastside by the river mm-hmm. and Riverfront Amphitheater by the river, were all wonderful attempts to use that riverfront. And years ago, unfortunately, I half kiddingly said, wait, they're going to try to dredge it and put a whale by the river.
Okay.
Now,
so,
I know that that's... So my
point
is, if we have everything to be gained by continuing to improve and increase the attendance and the educational opportunities, why not keep the center of those activities on the Dublin campus, where wonderful things and synergies can happen? And otherwise, what we're going to end up with, I fear, in downtown Columbus is an infrastructure calamity, because we will be buffering Franklinton, and instead of supporting what needs to go on, we're going to create a haven for traffic jams. I don't see why the zoo needs to be in downtown.
Okay. All right. Rosa, thank you so much for your call. John Kulowitz, why do we need a zoo satellite in downtown Columbus?
Sure. Well, the main thing I want to point out is that 91% of the capital spending from the proposed new levy would be dedicated to the existing zoo. So it's only 9 cents out of every dollar that would go to the Franklin County facility that we're talking about building down along the river.
Okay.
And what we see, the potential that we see for the voters of Franklin County and the people of Franklin County with that facility is, number one, to make the zoo more accessible to more people in Franklin County. Number two, to reach out in innovative new ways to school children throughout Franklin County, and to teachers and to families that for whom the zoo is a resource that they are should be using as much as they possibly can. And number three, it is an opportunity to help revitalize the center of our county. So we think that it's a proposition whose time has come. That's why we respectfully ask the voters to join in.
Jim Becker?
And if I could respond to that. First, we always get a little nervous with suspect arguments about 9 cents a day, 43 cents a day, that kind of breakdown. The fact of the matter is, on a $100,000 home, this is going to take you from $21 per $100,000 to $44. It's going to more than double it.
Okay? A year,
okay. Not only that, but most homes in Franklin County are worth far more than that. It's closer to $200 than $100, okay. So you're going to be looking
Well, I don't know,
sure.
So I hesitate to...
Okay. The same token, this education thing, okay, we've heard about that. We heard that with COSI when that failed, too. They said this will help your ACT or your SAT scores. Now the dispatch is praising COSI. We turned that tax down in the early 2000s countywide on that, and they hired David Cheeseborough to come in and revamp that organization. Many editorials have come in about what a great job they've done now without any additional tax increase that came in. On the educational front, we would direct people to the link again on our website, www.zootax.org, to the Joel King interview, where Mr. King, who is an inner city minister, says that as far as K through 12 education, they need money for school levies, okay, whether it's Columbus or other inner city suburban schools, and that this zoo is not providing educational opportunities for them. We appreciate the zoo. Sure, people can learn when they go to the campus, but as far as money for education, if you take a look at Mr. King's interview linked on our website, you'll see that he would much rather have approved school levies for K through 12.
Also, we're going to post links to websites to both organizations, both for the levy and opposing the levy. They are already on our website at wosu.org/allsides, so you don't have to worry about writing anything down. You can just go to our website. Well,
let me tell you about the zoo education program. So, and let me just correct one misstatement of fact. It is 43 cents a week as per $100,000 of home value is the net effect of this levy. But let me tell you about the zoo education programs. Last year, 150,000 school children took part in Columbus Zoo activities. Over 20,000 children went through formal zoo classes. The Columbus Zoo does free animal assemblies at Columbus.
Are these kids from Franklin County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they come to the zoo. When they come to the zoo, it's at a substantial discount, $2 per student. And the zoo will go out to schools for free to do assemblies. We do reduced cost or scholarship types of education programs at schools throughout Franklin County. The education program of the Columbus Zoo was so impressive that the Secretary of Education of the United States came out for one of our board meetings to hear more about it. So, I mean, I take great pride. Everybody in the Columbus Zoo takes great pride, and the voters of Franklin County all should take great pride because that's what they've built, and that's what we want to maintain. Americans for Prosperity is against the building of a new education building. They are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars coming into our community from out of state with these mailings that they're putting into our homes for a reason that I can't understand. They are opposing the construction of a new education building at the Columbus Zoo for reasons that are completely beyond me, that I believe have nothing to do with the Columbus Zoo. It must be their own political agenda.
I want to get to Paul, who's waiting to talk to us. But first, I want to read an email for and an email against the proposed issue 6. Email from Bob against: I have no problem supporting the zoo. I have a big problem supporting two zoos. A second zoo downtown is not needed. It's that simple. As for the Koch brothers becoming a party of the anti-levy movement, I guess it's true. Politics does make strange bedfellows. And then an email from Brad in Columbus in favor: I think that the levy is good for the people of all central Ohio counties because the zoo is an extremely affordable, enjoyable, and visible feature of Franklin, Delaware. I think it's reasonable to argue our taxes are too high, but when you look at the overwhelming issue facing Ohioans, it seems that government pensions being paid in perpetuity is a far bigger issue. The tax for the zoo will get everyone a better bang for the buck than dollars spent supporting the growing roles of government retirees. Governments are there to spend money on things the general population would not otherwise spend on its own. That sounds like the sort of low-cost public enjoyment the zoo provides.
Here.
Jim Becker, what about that idea that we are taxed for things that wouldn't come about without government or without?
Well, I'm glad you brought
these,
that up.
Let's just take a look governmental organizations.
Let's just take a look at what you have in Franklin County on your property taxes. Okay. So we have the general fund for the county, okay, and then we have separate property taxes for children's services, and they've announced that they're going to be coming to us for an additional tax this coming fall. You have Adam H. for the alcohol and drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You have MRDD for the mental retardation. You have Metro Parks, senior options. You have your libraries. And then on top of all that, you have your school property taxes. And again, with Columbus failing that, yeah, they turned it down roughly 70-30, but they're going to be back, and they have needs K-12, and that's where the real educational opportunities are. Okay, and that's what Dr. King says. Okay, on the link that we talked to, that they need that millage. Okay, in the Columbus schools and other school systems. Okay. Because all the suburban outlying schools are coming at you every 3 to 4 years as well.
It's interesting when people talk about some people, when I was talking to people about that levy that failed last year, people said, why should we keep throwing money at something that's not successful? So would if you look at the zoo and say, yes, it's a successful operation, it works, wouldn't that be something that you would want to support if you use that same logic the other way around? So people say, I don't want to support this. Columbus schools are not working. I'm not going to approve this. But the zoo, I mean, by all accounts, does work.
Voting no May 6th doesn't take $1 away from the zoo. Okay. They still get their money.
Still
their levy is still on, all right, all the way through December of 2015. They can come at us next year and go ahead and renew that levy, okay, at the same amount with the same $18 million that Franklin County taxpayers are currently depositing there, okay, to keep that facility up and running. If you take a look at their financials, Ann, they're showing, and I don't know why, for this increase, they're showing $17 million in cash, and they're showing $27 million in investments, okay? So they've got over $40 million, okay, in capital free to go ahead and spend, and they're seeking to double, okay, permanently double a property tax.
Well, and a continuing levy. It's not a permanent levy. And also, the median home price in Franklin County is $153,600.
That's not 21 cents or 43 cents a week.
Well, it might be 60 cents a week then in that case. So, but for $100,000 of home value, which is the typical way in which we compute tax cost, it's 43 cents a week. And the cash that's on the books of the zoo, I just want the voters to understand that's money that's committed. We have a capital improvements project in place. That money is committed. It is encumbered. It's not as if we have excess mm-hmm. money up there.
Okay.
So we are careful with the way we spend our money, and we want to pay our bills.
Well, we would note very quickly on their own financial that their accountant didn't footnote that. So okay. Mr. Kulowitz is asking us to take his word for that, but his accountant never put that in their report.
I'm on the board, and I can tell you.
Paul in Columbus, you're undecided about the levy. What's your question?
Well, yeah, just the way that things have been kind of presented today, it's kind of like a supply and demand issue. John saying that, you know, the population is growing, so there's this high level of demand, so there's this levy that's needed to increase supply. My question is, if there's so much demand coming in for the services of the zoo, why isn't it that demand for services and that revenue that's being generated from that demand enough to be able to have the zoo kind of grow by the size of its own checkbook and doesn't need the support of the taxpayers to grow those programs when there is this premise that demand is so great that it needs to be there.
All right. Grow by the size of your own checkbook. I like that. Thanks a lot for the question, Paul. John Kulowitz, you want to respond?
Sure. The answer to that is affordability. If the Columbus Zoo had to, in essence, operate just on gate admissions, the way that Disney does, I mean, the super discount rate to go to Disney, the last time I checked, is $90 per person. So the function that the tax revenue serves, that our property tax payments serve, is to keep the admission price as low and as affordable as possible. So as the size of the zoo grows to accommodate the visitors, the extra admissions revenue absolutely helps us to accommodate everybody. But in order to be able to continue to offer those services on a growing basis, not just at the zoo, but in all the education programs that we take out throughout Franklin County and other programs of the zoo, this is our way to be able to do that and keep the admission price as affordable as possible.
Jim Becker?
Well, again, Mr. Stolf said it was for $65 million for a third zoo. The one caller that you got said a second zoo. This is a third. The first one's up in Delaware. The second one at 10,000 acres is in Muskingum County. This is for a third zoo for downtown, estimated at $65 million. And we would caution your listeners, Anne, that if you remember the Main Street Bridge that was estimated at $20 million and came in at over $60 million, that estimates can be misleading and undercalculated.
That happens a lot.
The thing I can't understand about that argument, Jim, with all due respect, is you're complaining that the zoo is in Delaware County, and now we're saying we're going to build a Franklin County facility, and you don't like that either. You want that in Delaware County, but you don't like Delaware County. So which is it?
No, this is what it is, John, because we've been here for an hour. What we said was if you had gone ahead and renewed your levy at $18 million, you and I wouldn't be meeting in Ann's studio today. There wouldn't be any organized opposition on this, and we would have gone ahead and be glad to support the zoo. This is to double the tax, as Mr. Stolf said, to put in a third zoo downtown. And by the way, there's something else he said on that February 21st show that we have found troubling, that in the evening it's going to be a corporate gala facility, Mr. Stolf said. So he said it'd be open to the public during the daylight hours, but in the evening they were going to do corporate private events there.
Just one more response. It's time for one more response.
Sure. John. There's just one zoo. It's the Columbus Zoo, and we try to serve the public in as many ways as we possibly can. And if we weren't meeting on this levy, I think we would be meeting on another one, because you and Americans for Prosperity, you want us to cut our budget by 25%, cut our programs and cut our zoo offerings by 25%. So we're here to defend the interests of the people of Franklin County and the zoo that the people of Franklin County have built.
Thank you so much for joining us, John Kulowitz of the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium Committee for the levy. Thank you
for having us.
Also, Jim Becker, he's legal counsel for Citizens for Responsible Taxation that opposes the levy. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on the program.
And once again, we have links to both of their websites on our website at wosu.org/allsides. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.